This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford, and on this week's episode, we're going to be hearing from three winners of the Adequan USEA American Eventing Championships presented by Land Rover, which were held at the Tryon International Equestrian Center. Ryan Wood, who with Powell won the Adequan Advanced American Eventing Championship title, will be here a little later on in the program. We're also going to be hearing from Annabel Kress, who took the Broadstone Junior Beginner Novice Under 14 title. And we begin with Cindy DePorter, who with Anna D took the Master Novice Amateur title. And Cindy, what a fantastic weekend. Congratulations and welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Chris. I believe I talked to you 2 years ago when I went to the AECs were in Texas in the first year that we did the adult team championships at Texas Rose.
Yeah, I think that's right. You did indeed. I know we've had you on a couple of times here on the podcast, but this is to celebrate your win at the Tryon Equestrian Center for the AECs. And that was obviously a foot perfect weekend for you, not a fault along the way. You got off to a good start with a nice dressage there of 29.5. Let's talk about your performance in a minute, Cindy. I first want to know a little bit more about this horse, because you know you've been partners now for a little while. You've had some, you've won on this horse, haven't you? I mean, it's a couple of times.
Stephanie Butts started this horse, and we had hoped that this might be an upper level horse for her, and she pulled a suspensory. And so it was decided that she would be great for lower levels because we didn't want to hurt her, you know, by continuing to go at preliminary and to see if she could move up. So she came back to live with me and to do lower levels is what Dr. Christiana Obert told us. And so she came back to me actually in the winter of 2015, January of 2015, she came back to me, and I rehabbed her, and I did my first competition on her was in November of 2015 at Virginia Horse Trials, and I went beginner novice, and we actually won that beginner novice, and so then the goal was to take her novice, and so we kind of had a little bit of fits and starts because she was so much different than my other horse, Drop the Buck. And she's just she's a fabulous mare. You know, she's a big mare. She's 16.3. She's a Hanoverian quarter horse thoroughbred cross. And, you know, Chris, I've been riding geldings for years, so having a mare with an opinion, and I guess they people could say women are mares, so we had to come to an understanding. So, and of course, I did what she wanted. So, you know, we've actually, you know, for the past all spring, we were learning each other.
Well, you've obviously formed the right partnership then to put on the performance that you did in a very tough class there. There was a lot of entries, a big field, that particular division, wasn't it? The Master, Novice, Amateur.
Yes, it was. And it was very neat because what the USEA did is with the Novice Amateur class, there was so many. I think there were close to 80 entries. They split it into a master division, master novice amateur, and then a regular novice amateur. And they split it at 40 and above and 40 and below. And let's face it, I've not seen 40 in many, many years, Chris. So it was it tickled me to death that they did that. And I know the competitors I talked to, they were thrilled with that decision that the USEA made.
Well, let's talk about how the event unfolded for you. As we said, you got off to a great start with a 29.5 dressage, fourth equal at that point, and then it all just went swimmingly for you over the weekend. Talk us through the cross country, and was this the first time you'd ridden at Tryon?
It was the first time, the facility is absolutely incredible. It is clearly a championship venue. You know, when you walk onto the ground, you feel like you've come into a major competition. And so It was interesting as we were, you know, we walked the cross country course and they did a really great job. Mark Phillips did a good job in developing the courses, starting out at the footing and then looping around the back barn and then down the hill and then around and upside. The tracks were very, very nice. You know, we did have some rain. But for me, the footing held. I did put studs in with some spikes. We never had a slip step. I mean, she was perfect. And I know that then when you came out and finished into the Derby field, you know, there was a lot to look at. But it was one of those things you had to. It's got a big field course, and it pretty much was, it kept you on your toes. All the fences were maxed. There was a lot to look at, so you really had to concentrate.
Well, this obviously is a major event for any amateur rider. Is this something you would get nervous about, or are you just past that stage of getting nervous before a big competition, Cindy?
Oh, Chris, I was so nervous, and I know everybody's going to find this probably hard to believe, but when I get nervous, I get real quiet. So, my friends around me were very thankful that I was quiet. So, because you don't want to you don't want to make mistakes. I've got this incredible horse, and I don't want to give her a bad ride because she deserves the best ride I can give her. And, and to have to concentrate and ride every fence. I know that at one point coming off of 3, 4, and 5 were related distance, and then you had to come around the back of barn 7. And it was really busy there. And then you would come down the hill and jump to a big cabin fence going down to the first water complex, which had a lot of fences in it. And there was a lot of people there. And that makes you, that's big time stuff. And I'll probably be nervous till I die. If I keep competing, because I wanted to give her the best ride I could. Plus, I really didn't want to fall off in front of a lot of people and embarrass myself.
No, I'm sure you didn't. But it all went so well for you. Then clear show jumping as well to finish up with. What kind of course was that, Cindy? Talk us through the show jumping.
The show jumping was really, I will tell you, it was a very typical Mark Donovan course. It was a very forward riding course. If you got in there and you kept your pace and you kept riding to it, the distances were right there. They all were right there. The big thing that was so exciting was riding in the Grand Prix arena. I mean, I didn't look at myself, but people have sent me videos that they videoed me up on the Jumbotron. Now that is just way freaking cool, I'll just tell you. So that was very cool. Plus, you had two Land Rovers in there, and you don't usually run around show jumping courses with Land Rovers in there. So that was really cool. So, you know, I mean, and it was dressed to the nines. It was a championship show jumping course, and it was the standings pretty much totally changed after show jumping was over.
Yes, they certainly did. It was a real shift around, wasn't it? So you really feel now that you've hit the big time. Now you've ridden in the Tryon Equestrian Center's main arena. Has this made you more ambitious, Cindy?
If I was 20 years old, yes. But at 58, my ambitions right now are, do I think that I'll be able to be brave enough to move up to training or back up to training? Because I, when I was at the AEC's last, I went training on my other horse, Buck. And so that would be, that's what I will figure out this fall and into spring and talk to my coach, Holly Hutchbeth, and we'll have that discussion of whether I need to move up or maybe give it another year with this mare. You know, technically with her, I've only done 4 novice competitions on her.
Okay. How old is she?
She's 9 years old.
Okay, so she's got plenty of years left in her then to take you as far as you want to go, Cindy.
Well, yes, she could. I would say training will probably top me out.
All right. Well, what a fantastic result for you, though, winning that Master Novice Amateur Division at the Neutrino USEA AECs. I'm sure this was not only a personal achievement, probably a personal best for you, Cindy. And I'm curious, what were all the goodies that you took home as a result of this?
Well, I got a lot of cool stuff. I got a brand new Charles Owen helmet, and I think that's probably the nicest. It fits. It's a fabulous fit. I got a professional choice galloping boots for the front. I got a beautiful cooler that says Novice AEC 2016 Novice Amateur Master Amateur Champion. I got a $120 VTO gift certificate. I got $750 cash from the USEA. I got a month supply of Attaquan. I got, of course, no adult rider should be out without a hoof pick that has a wine opener on the other side. Okay, so I got that. That was really cool. And I got several other things to go along with that. I got a huge goodie bag full. Oh, and I got a Noble Outfitters backpack with it, and everything was put down into that. So that was all really cool. And I got a bridle. I got an Ovation bridle, a brand new bridle. And it's beautiful. And I got a new Ovation halter also, and a smart pack, a pad. So I had a heck of a haul.
You certainly did. So drinks are on you then.
Probably so this time around.
What a wonderful result and what an absolute celebration for you to wrap up the season. Will you do anything else with the mare now before the winter, Cindy?
I was thinking about it, but she decided to come home and she's got about a 4-inch gash in her right hind quarter, and she's got a bunch of stitches in it. She did that Tuesday after we got home, and she sound on it, but you know, she's got the stitches and it's very sore, but so I don't know at this point. I was thinking about it. I didn't know, maybe I would try to do something October of November, but it's got a little bit up in the air now till I see how she sorts out with this little wound she's got.
Oh, well, still time to celebrate this win for you then, Cindy, and reflect on the season that you've had and a turn of fortunes for you after the spring you had as well. You were due for this.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate that, Chris. I had never, I never imagined that I would land in the hospital twice, and never imagined that I would have two rounds of IV antibiotics for 6 weeks. And on top of that, I never would have believed my mother would have died in the middle of all this. And then my longtime companion, my pet pig, also died. So I'm going to cry over my mother, and I'm going to cry over the pig, and I'm sorry. I'm going to stop talking about that. But it's been a rough spring. So this was very special. And my mother would have loved to have been at Tryon to have watched this. She always used to come and watch me ride anytime she could. And so she loved watching the horse, except she would stand next to somebody on cross country and look the other way and hold on to their arm and say, well, now tell me how she's doing. So she would have loved it. But my dad did manage to come, and so that was exciting. So.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure she would have been very proud of you. Cindy, congratulations again on winning the Master Novice Amateur Championship there at the Neutrino AECs. And thanks again for coming on the program. Always good to catch up with you.
Thank you, Chris, and a big thanks to the USEA for putting it on and the sponsorship, and a big, huge thanks to Holly Hutzpeth for helping me ride this horse and getting me where I was, and it's greatly appreciated. So thank you.
Annabelle Kress joins me now from her home in Pennsylvania, and I'm sure still celebrating that win in the Broadstone Junior Beginner Novice 14 and Under Division. Congratulations, Annabelle.
Thank you.
Well, was that a bit of a surprise? Because it was a very tight finish in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It really was. Just one time penalty there in the show jumping. But you won because you were finished closest to the optimum time on 27.5 penalties. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So that one must have been a nervous moment for you, though. When did you realise when you come through the finish of the stadium jumping that you were just that time penalty over?
Well, I looked at the clock when I was going to the last jump, and I knew the optimum time was somewhere in the 80-second range. And I noticed I was at 79, so then I finally picked up my pace a little bit, but I was a little too late, so it all worked out in the end.
It all worked out in the end. Okay, well, let's talk about this Batman you call. Battery is not included.
Yes.
Right, well, your trainer is Susie Beale. Now, you're leasing the pony. He's obviously been a very successful pony with a number of riders, hasn't he, over the years. How long have you been riding him?
He's been at my barn for a while, but I just started riding him in July.
Now, what is it that's special about him? What? How would you describe him and why you get on so well with him?
Well, I think he's just really willing to do his job as a horse. He loves going out and competing. I think, you know, he goes to all these shows and he's ready to win. That's what he likes to do. So going and competing him is a lot of fun because you know that he's going to be so willing to do his job. You just need to do yours.
Yeah, absolutely. That must make all the difference. He's very serious about his job then. What sort of ride is he for his dressage? Does he get nervous? What's he like before a competition, especially a big one like this? This was the AECs, after all.
He's actually really laid back. He usually responds, like, if I get nervous, then he sort of gets a little nervous. So it's really my nerves that I have to work on controlling, and then he's fine.
And now, what about the cross-country course, then? Let's talk about that, because you got off to a good start with a 26.5 dressage. And then cross-country day, the course was obviously beautifully prepared and a very big occasion, a fabulous location and everything. I mean, did that get you nervous when you realized where you were and what this was all about?
I mean, obviously, I was pretty nervous, but I just need to remind myself, you know, when I'm in that start box and they're counting down from 10, that, again, this is what he loves to do. And, you know, he will do his job as a horse as long as I do my job as a rider. And we get out there and he's excited. He loves going. He's a perfect event horse. But it's just really about keeping myself calm and making sure that I do my job as a rider.
Well, of course, you knew where you were going with him on the cross country and you knew what to expect. He didn't. So tell us what your impressions of the course were before you actually rode it.
I was excited because I know that Tryon hasn't had a lot of events there. So I was really excited to see what the cross country was going to be like. And it was definitely a really fun course. I mean, I had a lot of fun going. I was finishing my cross country and I was like, darn it, that was pretty fun. I wish I could do it again.
Yeah, that's wonderful feeling, isn't it? That you had so much fun, you wanted to go around again.
Yeah.
But you wish you had two ponies.
Yeah.
So obviously a good feeling then to come through the finish and realize that you were in first place. So let's talk about going into the show jumping, into that big arena, Annabelle. I mean, obviously most riders are going to be nervous in that situation. You realized you were in the lead. Talk about walking the course with your trainer and what it felt like, the anticipation of that big occasion.
When I walked my course, I was pretty nervous. I had watched a few riders go, and I was a little nervous about the striding because some people were getting different amounts of strides between some of the fences, so I was a little worried on, like, just getting him to a pace so he could adjust my canter so that we could get good distances. And, yeah, so we were just really focusing on getting him to a good canter and just really preparing him for everything.
And how did it actually ride? Did it ride better than you expected?
Definitely. I was, as I said before, a little bit worried, but I went in there and I started cantering around and I realized, like, we can do this. I had confidence, actually, after I jumped the first jump. I was like, we can do this.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful feeling. And so when you came through the finish, and despite that time penalty, when you realized that you'd won, do you remember that moment and where you were and, you know, who? I'm sure everyone was watching you at that time, you know, because you were just about to win a major championship here.
So I actually didn't know that I won until they called the person in second place. I was really worried that my time fault had cost me the win because I didn't remember how close I was to optimum time, so I really was like it could go either way. And then they called the number in front of me, and I put my hand over my mouth. My mouth dropped open. I was so, like, ecstatic, like, inside and out. Yeah.
A wonderful feeling. Yes, absolutely. And everyone there, I'm sure, celebrating with you and all the congratulations that go with it. Now, I'm sure you took home lots of goodies from that win. Tell us about the prizes.
Well, besides the check of $750, I won two helmets, a .2 air jacket, and a lot of Fleeceworks goodies. And also lots of other things, including 5 bags of Purina feed. So,
wow. So lots of goodies. Now, okay, a big win like this, sometimes it makes people more ambitious, but you clearly were already ambitious. But what does it actually mean to you to win this competition, Annabelle?
Well, I think even qualifying to go to American Eventing Championships is not, besides difficult, it's just, it's hard to do. And then to go and do well, it's really a really good feeling also because, I mean, if you do well, just you have to remember that you're competing with the country's top competitors. And so when you do well, it's really confidence boosting, especially for someone like me who's had some trouble with my confidence.
So this must have helped you enormously then, if you've had trouble with your confidence, to come away with a win like that. Now, how are you feeling about going forward to the next competition? I'm sure he's having a bit of a rest now, but how is this motivating you to go forward to the next competitions with him?
I think it's just making me more and more excited because it's reminding me, you know, how this is what I love to do. And I'm really excited to go. We actually have an event this weekend at Bucks County Horse Park, and I'm really excited to go and just, you know, have fun with him because I think it's less now about getting around. It's more about just having fun, and I'm really excited.
And now, is he the only pony that you're riding at the moment, Annabelle?
He is. I had Shall We Dance for a while, and I just recently switched over to Batman after I outgrew her, so...
Right. So how about the future then? I mean, when you watch the riders, all the top riders in the sport, who would you like to be riding like and who would you like to be riding with in the future? Where do you see this going eventually? Are you going to be very ambitious and think Olympics eventually?
I am. And I also like to just thank, besides my parents, but my trainer, because she helped me get this far, especially with not riding this pony very much. She helped me improve everything so we could do so well. And I would like to go to the Olympics and Rolex and all the big events. I would like to be like the top riders that you see today. But that's pretty far in the future, so.
Well, you have to have dreams, don't you? So tell us who your heroes are.
I think a lot of my heroes are professional event riders that have come so far from, you know, being just someone like me who's going beginner novice on their first pony or second pony. And I would actually really like to be like my trainer, Susie Beal, because she's just such an inspiration to me and I think a lot of the girls at my barn. She never gives up and she knows how to teach everyone, and that's really something that's been helpful throughout my riding.
Well, how do you fit your riding in with school now? School started again this week. Tell us how you managed to fit your riding in around your school program, Annabelle.
So instead of doing a school sport, I have chosen to do an individual sport, which is obviously eventing. And that's been really helpful, too, because I get to leave at 3 o'clock every day and go to the barn and ride. And then I also have a few study halls per day, so I have to try really hard to keep good grades up and to get my homework done on time and quickly, but not rushed.
So how many days would you ride a week, then?
I give him off Monday, and then I usually have lessons Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Right. Well, you have to tell us what school you go to, because I'm sure your friends at school are amazed at what you've done this weekend with this pony, and I'm sure they're pretty envious of you and how successful you've been. Tell us who what school it is you're at.
I go to the Agnes Irwin School.
Okay, and that's where?
That's in Rosemont, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and home, of course, as I said earlier, is in Pennsylvania, and that's where you train. And we can expect to see a lot more of you then, and perhaps the AECs next year, Annabelle. What do you think?
I think so. We're planning on going next year, as long as I qualify.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure you're ambitious. You're going to get there, and we're going to see a lot more of you, Annabelle. So I want to thank you very much for coming on the program. Again, congratulations on winning the Broadstone Junior Beginner Novice 14 and under class there at the AECs. And the very best of luck with your future eventing.
Thank you so much.
Ryan Wood, also from Pennsylvania, took home the Adequan Advanced Gold Cup Championship title aboard Summit Sport Horse's 10-year-old Oldenburg Powell. Ryan, congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much, Chris.
Yeah, that was an awesome result.
Awesome result and an awesome event, actually. It was my first American Eventing Championship, and so we had it at the Tryon Equestrian Center, and they didn't disappoint. It was an amazing venue, and we got everything we could out of it and came home with a pocket full of cash.
Yeah, for sure, and a nice result there for those two horses. Powell, we should remind everybody, was the winner, and your second horse was Woodstock Bennett. Let's talk about those two different rides, though, because you moved up considerably with Woodstock Bennett after dressage. Let's talk about those two horses' individual performances, Ryan.
Yeah, so I had four horses in the advanced, and then finished first and second. Powell winning and Bennett coming second. Both those horses have won CCI 3 stars this year. Powell winning Jersey Fresh and Bennett winning Bromont. And I would say that they're a couple of the nicest horses in the country. And I'm lucky enough to ride Powell for some sport horses, who is always up there after the dressage. And so he was second and went clear cross country, just adding 8 time. It was tough to get the time on the course there with actually no one being able to make the time. And then Bennett is a Woodstock Bennett syndicate who ended up second. He was 16th after dressage, I believe. Still getting a decent score, but there were a lot of top horses and the scores were all pretty tight. He had one of the quickest times cross country, just adding 6 time penalties to his score overnight, and then he show jumped clear, which was 1 of 9 clear rounds from, I think there was 30 plus horses. So he bounced up to finish second.
Yeah, well, you certainly did have a very hot class there. Some tough competition to give you a run for your money there. But coming into the competition, Ryan, were you confident about the form you had with these two horses, that they could be that competitive? I mean, I don't know if you thought you'd come away with first and second, but no doubt you felt confident on that form.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, I believe in those horses, and I knew that they were capable of being up there, but it is a competition, and there are so many variables that you can't control, and we were able to ticked all the boxes, and then at the end of the day, it was good enough for a 1-2 finish.
Talk about the course there. Mark Phillips designed it, and Eric Ball, of course, was heading the team of builders, so no doubt it was beautifully designed, and I understand the footing was exceptional, and a lot of work had gone into that. Talk about that, Ryan.
There was a little controversy leading up to the event, whether they'd be ready and how the footing would hold up. I was going down there hoping that it would all work out, and it did. And they pulled off a spectacular cross-country course. The presentation and the design was impeccable. The land that they used, it incorporated a big climb from about halfway going back towards the finish, and it was a good fitness run for the horses, and they were blowing at the end of it. So it was was unique to have the cross country run in a facility like that, but it worked, and it was impressive.
How would you characterise the course? Because this is the first time the AECs have been at Tryon, and a lot of people will not be familiar with the terrain or the nature of that course, obviously, unless they were there to see it themselves. How would you characterise it and the signature fences, Ryan?
It was a true test of the level, and I think what they did well is that the winners of each division were not winning after dressage, and you know, like, it was the jumping, the cross country, the show jumping was influential, which was nice, because that's what it should be. And a lot of the times, especially at the lower levels, the winner is dictated from the dressage score, and I think that they did a great job with the course design and having the cross country playing an influential part of the end result.
And were there any particular fences, any signature fences out there that you can describe so we can become familiar with the nature of this course, because it's going to be
so
significant?
I'll talk you through it a little bit. So you start off in this sort of derby field that's sort of like a flat polo field type layout, and there's a water jump in the middle of it, and so your first five horses are in that front field, and then you exit that main field there, and there's a path that winds sort of downhill, where you have a number of portable fences, cross a bridge, and then go down a steep hill down to the there was a permanent combination built there, so you had a corner two strides to a narrow two strides to an angled rail, and that was a pretty bold question there, and I think that had a lot of the riders sort of walking that combination multiple times to get their line and make sure that they were accurate and knew where they were coming in and then what to do once they were in the combination. And then you had a few rollback turns, and then you started to go home, which was uphill, which incorporated another water jump. And then you came back up to the top, which was level with the show ground, and then ran into one of the arenas, and there was a big table bending to a corner in the ring, and then you went back out of the ring and back out onto the grass, where there was another long stretch, and you had a brush box to another corner, so there was a lot of accuracy questions, and then you rolled back and finished in the field where you started. So it was pretty cool to for spectators to be able to see you start, see five or six jumps, and then there was a big screen that they could follow you on the jumps out the back, and then watch you come back into the main area and finish and be able to see the time and sort of got the crowd involved, which was really cool.
So there was a good atmosphere then around the course as well, Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a couple of key spots there, like where I mentioned where that permanent complex were with the corner narrow rail. There was like a viewing platform there that had a screen and speakers, and you could sort of hear what was going on and see a couple of combinations down there. And then the second water, there was another viewing platform there, same deal, where sort of crowds could gather and watch. And it was very spectator friendly. So I think it did the sport a good credit, and sort of hopefully we can draw some more people into eventing from this event.
Well, you certainly got to know the course pretty well, as you said, riding four just in that division alone, first, second, 13th and 19th, I think it was, and obviously a fantastic result for you, Ryan. But your overall impressions seem to be very positive of Tryon Equestrian Centre and hosting the AEC. So what would you say to riders who are thinking of going next year?
I'll be going back. It's a awesome experience, and I think if you're eventing, you've got to do it.
Absolutely. Well, you've got some very happy owners and sponsors there as the result of this weekend, Ryan. Congratulations again on becoming the Adequan Advanced Gold Cup champion at the AECs this year, and thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thanks, Chris. Anytime.
And you can find the full results of the Adequan USEA American Eventing Championships presented by Land Rover on the website at useventing.com. That's it for this week's program. Be sure to check out all the latest news via our website and on social media. Just look for USEA. This podcast is available for download from the iTunes podcast store to any podcast app on your mobile device. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.